There are plenty of products sold in Texas with cannabidiol or CBD listed as their main ingredient. CBD is seemingly everywhere these days, from your local pharmacy to coffee houses. But TPR's Ryan Poppy reports that Texas health officials plan to ban these products if they're not sold by one of three dispensaries set up by the state.
Lazy Day Counterculture, a coffee house and smoke shop, sits between auto repair and tattoo shops just outside of one of Austin's north central neighborhoods. Brad Davis, the shop's owner, pours a fresh cup of coffee and proceeds to tell curious customers about his hemp-infused cannabidiol, or CBD, products.
Basically, people can come in here, they can get a cup of Austin Java coffee. If they want, they can get it infused with a shot of CBD-infused honey. And then we're also going to be carrying a couple different cold brews that are either going to be hemp-infused or CBD-infused.
But here's the thing. Davis's shop is one of dozens, if not hundreds, of businesses now selling CBD, but who are not one of three dispensaries actually licensed by the state to do so. The state's compassionate use program, created in 2015, allowed for the creation of the three dispensaries to manufacture low-THC CBD concentrated oil. That CBD oil can only be sold to patients with intractable epilepsy who have a doctor's recommendation and are registered with the state as a CBD patient. Lara Anton with the Texas Department of State Health Services says the agency started looking into this issue at the start of this year after its inspectors noticed more and more food products with CBD listed among its main ingredients.
You know, to add things to food, they have to be on the FDA's generally recognized as safe list. So that's what allows you to add certain food additives, like different dyes for food coloring, things like that. If it's on the list, it's okay to add it to a food product. CBD is not on that list.
The state took possession of some of those, which have ranged from the oil itself being sold at an Austin-based pharmacy to cookies and brownies with CBD listed on its packaging. She says the protocol the agency designed to address these CBD-related businesses is pretty clear. If a manufactured food product contains CBD, it will be detained by the state agency.
What we're focusing on right now is food manufacturing. CBD oil that is sold as a dietary supplement is actually considered a food, and so in that way, that is also not legal.
Professor Frank Schneider, who teaches a course on medical marijuana business at Texas A&M University's School of Law, says while these proposed state protocols might seem pretty clear, the regulation of CBD isn't that clear.
Marijuana with THC and CBD, and it would be classified, if it were legal, as a drug and would be under FDA jurisdiction. Since it's not legal, it's under Department of Justice, DEA. CBD oil is not a food, so it doesn't really fall under the Department of Agriculture. So you've got this product which nobody knows exactly where to put that.
Morris Denton, CEO of Compassionate Cultivation, one of the three state-licensed dispensaries, says the state clamping down on these other CBD oil businesses isn't just about economic competitiveness or fairness.
There is a significant amount of confusion that may be purposefully created as a means to try to circumnavigate either a regulatory environment or what may or may not be considered legal. And as a result, you have products that may or may not contain what they say they contain.
Denton says that in order for his business to legally operate in Texas, he must test each batch of oil to make sure that it meets the state's low THC threshold and contains exactly the amount of CBD being advertised. He says not having some type of state regulation makes it almost impossible for businesses like his to stay afloat.
There's no legal definitions that are consistently applied. Your competition is coming and going on a daily basis. It's almost as if you're being asked to field a team to play an unknown game where there are no sidelines and the end zones are constantly moving.
Texas Department of State Health Services says that it's received thousands of online public comments since posting the agency's proposed manufactured CBD food protocols, which the Health and Human Services Commission will vote on sometime this summer. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.